Our final case this morning is number 21-1085, Ortiz & Associates Consulting v. Unified Patents, LLC. Mr. Walrisen, is that how you pronounce it?
Good morning, Your Honors. Matt Warzen for appellant.
Warzen, okay.
I'd like to focus this morning on the claim language of the 914 patent, and specifically Claim 1, which is set out, well, the patent is at Appendix 61. And Claim 1 draws a distinction requiring that a wireless data network identify a data rendering device, whereas the video data is transmitted from either a wireless device or a server is transmitted either over a wireless network or a wired network. And the specific claim language is just a generic data network. So Claim 1 here and all the independent claims draw this distinction requiring that the wireless network do something, that is, receive a request and then to actually identify the data rendering device, whereas the network over which the video data is sent to the DRD, the data rendering device, can be either a wireless or a wired network.
Didn't you admit before the board that the lines depicted in Figure 1 could represent a wired-based connection?
Well, Your Honor, I don't believe I did admit that.
The board says you did, right?
Well, the board, well, let's look at Figure 1 and the patent itself. There's no teaching that those are wired connections. And the Figure 1, should not be read into the claim.
It's not a question of reading it into the claim. It's a question of Figure 1. Has to be covered by the claim, right? And if Figure 1 shows some wired connections, then the claim can accommodate some wired connections within the network.
Figure 1 discloses a preferred embodiment of the wireless network that supports communications with the WD, the wireless device.
Okay, but suppose we reject the suggestion that every connection in Figure 1 is wireless, and some of the connections are wired. Let's assume that. Then why wasn't the board correct here that the definition of wireless network only requires some wireless connections?
Because it renders meaningless the term wireless. Wireless defines the term, the generic term data network.
Wait, so is your argument that when you use the word wireless network, it has to be exclusively wireless and that's the common usage of it?
It has to support wireless communications.
But that's not what I asked, that it has to be exclusively wireless. Is that the common definition, the plain meaning definition of wireless network?
The plain meaning of wireless network is defined in the claims. The claim language defines what the wireless network is.
Okay, so, and what is it?
It is the wireless network that supports the communications of the wireless device.
You're just repeating the claim language. Can you answer my question? Is the term wireless network, as used in the claims, means that no wired connections at all are allowed. That is, it is exclusively wireless.
The wireless?
That's a yes. Can you answer that with a yes or no? That's a yes or no question. Does the claims exclude or include some wired connections in the term wireless network?
If the network supported the communications of the wireless device, it's irrelevant whether or not there are wired connections or not.
So the network can have wired connections as long as it supports a wireless device.
It must
wirelessly.
It must wirelessly support the WD, the wireless device. That's what the claim language says.
Why doesn't Eldridge show a network supporting a wireless device?
Eldridge specifically defines the network as a wired network.
Well, that's irrelevant what they define the network as being a wired network. The fact is it shows a network supporting a wireless device, right?
No, Your Honor. Eldridge shows the network relied upon in Eldridge is a network that does not support the wireless device, but rather the wireless device is bridged to the wired network. But the wired network in Eldridge does not support communications of the WD, the wireless device.
What does that even mean?
Well, for example...
What do you mean when you say it's bridged to the wired network, but it doesn't support the wireless device?
Well, if I could walk, Your Honor, through the preferred embodiment in Eldridge is a mobile phone that the user accesses and prints out a document on a printer. The printer is hooked up to the wireless, or I'm sorry, the printer is hooked up to the wired network. The mobile phone accesses the wired network via an IR or radio frequency bridge. But that bridge, that wireless
bridge... Okay, wait, stop. You're using terms I don't necessarily follow. IR or radio frequency. Are those wireless transmissions?
Those are bridged communications to the wired network.
What does that mean? Is there a wire connecting the phone to the network? Or is it operating somehow wirelessly?
It's a network that does not support the communications of the mobile phone.
So the mobile phone can't connect to the network and print something?
It can connect via this bridge.
What is a bridge in terms of, is there a wire for the bridge or is there not a wire?
There's not a wire, Your Honor, but this
bridge...
So there's
a third category of wireless, wired, and bridge?
No, Your Honor, before the court is the 914 patent, and those claims require a wireless network to identify a data rendering device.
The whole bridge concept is foreign to the 914 patent, right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
We're looking at the structure of Eldridge, not its terminology. It uses different terminology when it describes wireless network and wired network than the patent does. But what it shows, if you use the patent terminology, is a wireless network, right?
It shows a wired network.
Well, it says it shows a wireless network.
But that wireless network does not support the communications of the mobile phone.
It doesn't.
It does not.
The mobile phone to the network.
It doesn't support the communications of that mobile phone.
What does that mean?
I'm saying that the user in Eldridge in the preferred embodiment cannot place a call to another person based on the wired network. It doesn't support the communications of that phone.
But it does support sending something from the phone to the printer, right? Isn't that a form of communication?
It does. And if I could stress the language of the 914 patent, requesting
assistance. Isn't that data communication, sending a document from a phone to a network wirelessly? Isn't that supporting it?
This is precisely our point. So the last step of the method in the 914 patent is sending the video data to the DRD. And that can be done over a wired or a wireless network. And so that is a communication. However, the requirement at the top of the claim for identifying the DRD, receiving a request to find the DRD and then identifying it, has to come from the wireless network that supports the wireless communications of the WD. And so it's not that transmission in Eldridge to the printer, print out this document. That's not the communication that has to support the WD. In the 914 patent, that's the last step, sending the video data. That can be either wired or wireless. But up at the top of Claim 1, the wireless network has to actually identify the DRD. And so that's our point, is that in Eldridge you have a wired network identifying the printer. You can print it off here. But that is a wired network that does not support the communications of the WD. And on that basis, we think the board's construction of these claims is erroneous. And on the correct construction, which would be an ordinary meaning, that a wireless network supporting the WD is a connection without wires that supports those communications. Whereas the data network is either a wireless or a wired network. And
you're saying the critical language here is the supporting wireless communications, right?
Could you repeat that, Your Honor?
You're saying the critical language in the claim is supporting wireless communications?
Yeah, the critical language would be, so in Claim 1, requesting assistance from a wireless data communications network supporting wireless communications of said WD to locate the video-enabled DRD for display of said video data. So this wireless network has to support wireless communications of said WD to locate the DRD. And so Eldridge does find the DRD, the printer, in the preferred embodiment that Unified Patents relies on. Eldridge finds the printer, receives the request for the printer, but Eldridge teaches explicitly that it's a wired network. It is not a wireless network supporting communications of the mobile phone.
Yeah, but it makes no difference that Eldridge uses wireless network and wired network in a different sense than the patent does. What we ask is, what does it show in terms of the patented terminology? And based on the definition of wireless network within the patent, it shows that, even though some of the connections are wired.
Figure 1 discloses the wireless network, and regardless of whether or not the figure shows lines that are wired, and I would stress that the specification doesn't teach that, doesn't say that those elements, those lines, are wires. They're not wired connections. They have nothing to do with, the claim doesn't rely on communications between those various elements in Figure 1. There's no teaching of that. That is just simply read by the board into these patents.
I don't understand what the point of this. I thought we'd already gotten past the the notion that wireless network couldn't contain some wired elements. I thought even you agreed that wireless network, as used in the patent, can mean some wireless and some wired elements. Is that not correct?
Your Honor, the critical point, and I'll emphasize it again, is that the wireless network needs to do a number of things. It's required by the claims to do a number of things. Support wireless communications of the WD.
Receiver. I thought this case was about the construction of wireless network, not this other phraseology in the claims, but what wireless network itself meant.
That is what this case is about. It's about that claim construction. And
so let me just make sure I'm clear on this. I think you've already answered this after some prompting. Wireless network is defined by the claims. Is it exclusively wireless, or can it contain some wired elements?
It could contain some wired elements if it performs supporting the WD, receiving a request to identify the DRD, and then in fact identifying the DRD. Looks like I'm out of time, Your Honors.
All right, we'll give you 2 minutes for rebuttal.
Thank you.
Ms. Holtzlander?
May it please the Court, Your Honors. My name is Alyssa Holtzlander, and I represent Unified Patents in this matter. I want to be clear that wireless networks contain some wired components, and that is consistent with the specification and the expert testimony in this case. The evidence of record demonstrates that the ordinary and customary meaning of a wireless network corresponds to the board's construction, which requires a wireless connection, but doesn't exclude some wire-based connections.
Well, I think your friend on the other side is arguing, and I could be wrong, but I think what he's arguing is that you know, Eldridge just accepts a wireless communication, and then after that, everything that occurs is wired. And so that there's no support for what the wireless communication is after it gets into the system.
So I would disagree that is how the 914 patent works and is differentiated by Eldridge. If you're looking at figure one of the 914 patent, it has wireless network communications hardware, which is what supports the wireless communication from the wireless device. Network 12 has various wired and or wireless components. And the 914 patent explicitly describes that some of those components, and if you look at page 21 of the red brief, there's an annotated figure one that I find helpful to look at. The specification describes at column 7 that the connection between DRD 7 and network server 15 may be completely wired. And that is part of what the data network is when counsel was describing a distinction between a wireless network and a data network. A wireless network allows for wireless communications from the wireless device, and a data network could be a purely wired connection.
The argument is that the cell tower is part of the network, part of the wireless network, and it supports communication from the cell phone, right?
Yes, the cell tower is part of it. In column 7, lines 7 to 20, the specification describes the cellular wireless network communications hardware includes the antenna, for example, base station controller 17, and mobile system controllers 18. And those are all showed as being wired components in figure one of the 914 patent. And those components allow for the wireless device to communicate with other devices on the network. It doesn't specify that all of those other devices on the network also cannot have wired components. I would like to...
The difference between this patent and Eldridge is that Eldridge shows only one wireless connection between the cell phone and the tower, whereas figure one of the patent shows another wireless connection, I guess, between the network and the printer. At least that's what I understand.
So Eldridge actually...
There's more than one wireless connection here, whereas in Eldridge, the only wireless connection is between the cell phone and the tower, right?
No, that's not correct.
That's not right?
Eldridge also can talk, the wireless device can talk directly to the printer via... I believe it's an IR
communication. How do I know that?
Yes, you can see in annotated figure one of Eldridge on page 32 of the red brief, there's a wireless connection on the left side of wireless device 118, which communicates over to where the printer is located.
Eldridge is in the middle of the page.
Eldridge is at the top of page 32, and the 914 patent is right below Eldridge. And you can see similarly, they both have two wired components. I think it's important to note that the specification in Eldridge describes a wireless network that uses traditional wireless components, such as a GSM network or a PCS network, through RF gateway 120. And as Ortiz's counsel had acknowledged, now that the claims only require a wireless connection supporting that wireless device, that is similar to the RF gateway 120, is consistent with antenna 16 in the 914 patent. And I just want to note, going back to the construction, with respect to the extrinsic evidence, the record is one-sided. Ortiz provided no expert testimony regarding the construction of this term. In contrast, the board credited the testimony of our expert in determining how a person ordinary skilled in art would have understood the disputed term. And when considering all of this evidence, it's clear that the...
Thank you.
It's clear that the ordinary and customary meaning in light of the specification is a network that includes a wireless connection, but it's not prohibited from including some wire-based connections. And the question then is, why would we go from that ordinary and customary meaning to the narrower meaning that Ortiz is proposing? The court should only narrow beyond the ordinary and customary meaning when it's inconsistent with the context of the patent, or there's a clear lexicography, disclaimer, disavowal, or disparagement. Here, there are none of those things. Ortiz's arguments are also inconsistent with the specification. For example, Ortiz argues that the board's construction improperly imports an embodiment from the specification, but it's exactly the opposite. It's Ortiz that wants to narrow the construction beyond what the specification teaches and exclude every embodiment in the specification by contending that the wireless network need to exclude all wire-based connections. Using the figures and specification to understand the claims is not importing the limitation to the claims, but rather reading the claims in view of the specification as Phillips requires.
I'm not sure, and frankly, I am pretty sure I don't really follow your friend on the other side's argument, but it seemed to me, at least this morning, he was arguing that the distinction between the prior art and the claims is that the wireless, it has to be a wireless network that supports the communications with the wireless device here, and that the prior art shows a wired network that a wireless device can tap into, but it is not the wireless network that's supporting the communications, it's the wired network. He will correct me if I'm wrong in that understanding, but assume it is. What's your response to that?
So when you're looking at the network, you have to look from the two nodes that are communicating. So the network doesn't start on the other side of antenna 16. The network starts at the wireless device node and goes through the wireless network communications hardware to whatever other device or node that it is communicating with. So you can't take away the wireless connection between the wireless device and antenna 16. That is where this wireless communication is coming from.
But I don't think you're answering Judge Hughes's question. So his real point is, if all it is the phone tapping in wirelessly to a wired network, is that enough?
That
and
is
you're
enough.
Saying it is.
Yes. You have to have a wireless communication from the phone, and that's what this patent is all about.
But he's saying that, and if you look at the claim talks about wireless activity beyond just the incoming message.
Correct. So basically, in response to Ortiz's argument that the wireless network is not doing the locating and identifying of the data rendering device, the board found that this ignores that wireless connection from the wireless device to the antenna. That is where the request is going over, and that is where the location information is coming back through.
It's coming back too. It's not just the initial communication.
Correct.
As you showed me on page 32 of the red brief.
Correct. It is coming back. You have the communications going from the wireless device over the wireless network to request a location of the data rendering device. And then you also have that location being sent back to the wireless device wirelessly. There, Ortiz doesn't argue that the wireless device in Eldridge has any plugins or things like that, that you have a wired connection getting the information to it. It admits that it is receiving the information wirelessly. And for all those reasons, I would ask your honors to affirm the decision of the board, unless you have any other questions for me.
Okay, thank you. We have 2 minutes, Mr. Wallace.
Thank you, Your Honors. I'd just like to sum up by pointing out that the wireless network in the 914 patent is required to do the following. It has to support the communications of the WD. It has to receive a request to identify the DRD, the data rendering device. And then it has to actually identify the DRD. So that's a strict requirement, threefold requirements of the wireless network that it must do. In Eldridge, you only see the kind of permissive regime at the end of the claim one of the 914 patent. It allows either wireless or wired communications to get the video data from the WD to the DRD. And so that can be pushed either via wired or wireless in the 914 patent. And so the construction here of wireless...
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time following. Are you saying that the prior art shows that it can be done either way, and your patent requires that it only be done wirelessly, so the prior art doesn't teach the wireless rendition because it can do it either way?
Our patent requires that the wireless network support communications of the WD.
I know. Your patent requires three different things. You just told us about them.
Yeah.
And that they're all done wirelessly. Is your view that because the prior art shows those three things can be done wired or wirelessly, that it doesn't disclose your patent?
It's that that Eldridge does not disclose those three things wirelessly. It shows a bridge to a wired network that performs those steps.
Isn't that bridge wireless?
No, not under a correct construction, because a wireless network under these claims has to do those three things. I'm running out of time here.
I think we're out of time. Thank you. Thank both counsel. The case is submitted. That concludes our session for this morning.